Five Rocks Distilling is a brand new family-owned and operated micro distillery in the heart of the Brainerd Lakes area. They opened recently during the pandemic and have also been doing their part to help the community by making hand sanitizers. So what is it like to open a business in this time? Here's a little bit about them. Their website says, where passion and science converge to create a legacy of products representing the spirit of Minnesota. Joining us now is the CEO and co-founder, Lisa DeRocher. Lisa, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
So tell us what led you to open a distillery.
Well, for the past 25 plus years, my husband Bill and I were really focused on raising our three children. They all three played hockey, so enough said about that, and building our careers. So I am a food scientist, and my husband, Bill, is a sales manager and a market developer. And after our youngest graduated from high school, I actually saw an ad for an entrepreneur contest that the Brainerd Lakes Chamber was putting on. So I submitted our idea of a micro distillery and went through the whole process. We ended up as finalists and working with a business consultant, Peter Nelson, from the small business group at CLC, it proved that the business plan was very viable. And so here we are, 2 years later, a perfect marriage between my skill set as a product developer and my husband's in sales and customer service. And we have Five Rocks Distilling.
Had you ever made vodka or gin or whiskey before you entered that contest?
No, nope, not at all. No, the closest I came was high school chemistry in the laboratory, so no.
Wow. Okay, so then how did you start figuring out how to make your products?
Well, I did a little research on equipment, and as I said, you know, with 25 years in the food industry, I'm very familiar with equipment and developing products from the bench all the way through full-scale operations. So we found a still that we really liked, and we bought a building, and started our business.
Do you use the same still for all beverages you make?
We do. It's a fantastic piece of equipment, and I can't wait till we can open up and have tours. But yes, we're able to mash and ferment and distill all of our products in the same unit. So when we started thinking about what products we wanted to make, we really wanted to focus on the natural resources from Minnesota. Where my husband and I grew up in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. We've been in the Brainerd Lakes area for 27 years. And so for our Cold North Vodka, our first introduction, we used a blend of Minnesota-grown wild rice from the Mille Lacs area and sugar beet from the Red River Valley. So it was a pretty easy choice. We didn't see anything on the market like that. We started product development and really liked the flavor that the rice gave the vodka. It's a little more vanilla, maybe a little more sweet notes than people are used to. But that was our first introduction, and we're really proud of that.
Wow.
So I would think it's trial and error. I mean, does it?
Oh, absolutely.
So yep. How long has it taken you to feel good about each one of your products?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So for the Cold North Vodka, that took about a year. Yeah, it really took. As you said, you know, we're not master distillers. We weren't professionally trained. So this was really just, you know, self-taught and going through the process. And then our second introduction was Lizzie's Gin, named after our oldest, our daughter. This product was really designed with her as our inspiration. So the botanicals were handpicked by her, and they were all non-genetically modified and organic. And that product actually took about 8 months to develop. We just introduced that, maybe got it into bottles a couple weeks ago, right before we opened our doors.
Is Lizzie old enough to taste her gin?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Okay. She's 26.
Okay. And what does she think of it?
I think she's very happy. We wouldn't have put it on the market unless she approved it.
Sure. So. we're looking at some photos of your bottles of vodka and gin and whiskey. The bottles are beautiful. How important is that to how you market that product?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was really a labor of love, and we have to give a shout-out to Deluxe Corporation. Ann Smallman helped us with our logo and brand design. One thing that I've learned through all these years in the food industry is that I can make a wonderful product, great-tasting product, but if I can't get the consumer to want to pick up that product and take it home, there's no way I can do that on my own. So marketing and that branding is really important. And we hope that if people pick it up and do take it home, the product backs up the branding and they come back for more, which, by the way, is proving to be true with our tasting room only open for, 4 days now. We've had several repeat customers, and so that's been a really great thing for us during this shutdown.
Yeah. We're talking with Lisa DeRozier, CEO and co-founder of a new distillery, micro distillery in the Brainerd Lakes area. You're right on Washington Avenue?
We are, yes. Okay. 25 Washington Street Northeast.
It's what? Five Rocks Distilling is the name of the company.
What's with the name? How did you come up with the name?
Well, our last name, my husband, when I married, took his name, is DeRozier. It's actually French for de Rocher. It means of the rocks in English. And so Bill and I have three children. So we figured five rocks represented us very well.
That's great. So it sounds like you and your husband both, you are planners and you work hard and have probably deadlines, but you probably did not think that your grand opening would be at this time in the world. How did you handle everything?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we just talked about this last night. It's like never in our wildest dreams did we have dreamt up this situation. But as you know, with small businesses, you have to reassess and adapt to survive. So we were ready and gearing up to be in distribution in retail, liquor stores, and restaurants in early March, and the tasting room was to be open in April. But once those restrictions were put in place, we really had to step back, reassess, and basically did a 180 and changed our business plan to put our products, our spirits, into these small bottles that we can sell. We do have an off-sale license. The state of Minnesota allows us to sell one 375-ml bottle per person per day. And really, that's our only source of revenue at this time. We tried to kick it up a little bit by developing these quarantine cocktail kits. So in addition to the bottle, they can come in and pick a different mixer. Like we have a Moscow Mule kit. We have an amazing Lizzie's gin with elderflower tonic. So that's just trying different ways to get some revenue in the door. We don't qualify for any small business disaster relief, so we're just trying to adapt and do the best we can to survive till these restrictions are lifted.
Did I hear right that you made some hand sanitizer?
We did, yeah. It was kind of by happenstance. I was looking through my email, and we had a announcement come through from the federal government that they were allowing distilleries to make hand sanitizer. And, I looked at what the recipes were from the World Health Organization. I thought, well, geez, we can do this. We didn't really need to think about it because it was so easy for us to do. Now, I mean, the demand is so great that we're just continuing to make it and distribute to it to the community and different services like the Crow Wing County Sheriff and different health organizations. So, yeah, we'll keep doing that until it's not needed anymore. And hopefully, we're just trying to do our part to keep the community healthy.
Thanks for doing that. Do you mind sharing what the recipe is, or roughly what the recipe is?
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking a little bit because the base is really our vodka.
Oh,
So we take our wonderful 190 proof vodka that we distill, and then we have to denature it so it's not drinkable. They have different denaturing agents. We use isopropyl or rubbing alcohol. And then we add some glycerol and some hydrogen peroxide. And this is all dictated by the FDA and the World Health Organization. So they have different recipes you have to adhere to. So this is, at the end, it becomes an 80% ethanol hand sanitizer, which is like 160 proof. So it's super high proof, and it's really effective against the virus. But yeah, a little heartbreaking because, you know, I wish it was going into Cold North bottles instead of hand sanitizer. But
yeah, I was just going to ask, it's not going into those beautiful bottles though, right?
No.
Okay, good. Good. So how could people get your products right now?
So for Five Rocks, they can go to our website, fiverocksdistilling.com. We have an online store set up. They can go through and look at all of our offerings, and they can purchase online. Then we'll have the order ready for them at our site. We have limited walk-in, so we obey all of the restrictions that are put in place. So we have social distancing. We only allow 5 people in our space at a time. Or they can just stop in during our business hours and kind of look around, and they can even peek in the distillery through the window, see what's going on. And our hours are Wednesday through Friday from 4 to 7. And then Saturdays, we're open from noon to 4.
You can find lots more information at fiverocksdistilling.com or look for them on Facebook. Lisa DeRocher is the CEO and co-founder. Thank you so much for your time. We wish you the best of luck and hope to catch up when we're out of this time and see how things are going.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on.
You're welcome.